These latest allegations first arose in July of 2019, just days after Epstein's arrest on federal charges. A woman called an FBI tip line. Agents interviewed her 2 weeks later, during which she told them Epstein had repeatedly abused her at a home he was staying at in South Carolina. The abuse started, she said, when she was about 13 years old. Now, according to the FBI interview record, a form known as a 302, when she showed agents a photo of Trump and Epstein that a friend had sent her, her attorney said that she was, quote, concerned about implicating additional individuals and specifically any that were well known due to a fear of retaliation. The Maxwell evidence log notes three additional 302 forms dated in August and October 2019 related to the same alleged victim, as well as three other sets of interview notes. Now, none of those appear to be present in the files released by the DOJ. Lawmakers on both sides of the aisle have now said the release files, which took an act of Congress to get released, are not all there is. And it's been more than a year since the attorney general said this on Fox News.
Tomorrow, Jesse, breaking news right now, you're going to see some Epstein information being released by my office.
It's sitting on my desk right now to review.
A truckload of evidence arrived. It's now in the possession of the FBI. It's a new day. It's a new administration. And everything's going to come out to the public